Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Elias, the prophet. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in the 9th century B.C., and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. It was not enough for him to continue the sins of former kings, but he also took to wife Jezebel, daughter of the king of Sidon, who killed the prophets of Jehovah and established the worship of Baal. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel than all the kings of Israel that were before him. And the Lord rose up the prophet Elias, who went to Ahab and spoke forthrightly to him.
Ahab, king of Israel, you and your wife Jezebel do evil in the sight of the Lord God. You have set up an altar to Baal for the people to adore in the temple you built in Samaria.
What brings you here to tell me how I shall worship?
The Lord God of Israel has commanded me to speak to you.
Speak and be gone, for Jezebel is waiting for me in the garden.
I beg your pardon, my lord. I didn't know you were engaged. I'll come
back. Stay, Abdias. As governor of my house, you'll be interested in what this croaker... What did you say your name was?
Elias.
He was chiding me because of the temple I built to Baal. Now, Elias, what more do you have to say to me?
As the Lord lives, in whose sight I stand, there will be no dew nor rain in the years to come, except it be by the words from my mouth.
Get out! I'll have your head! Listen to him, Abdias. He's going to stop the rain with one word and let it fall with another.
My lord, I greatly fear this man.
Just trying to frighten me.
Consider this, my lord. What man would dare face you with such a threat if he didn't feel the Lord was with him?
Nonsense. You saw him scamper when I spoke of cutting off his head. We'll hear no more from him.
The word of the Lord came to Elias and directed him to hide by the torrent of Kerith. And he would be fed by the ravens that would bring him bread and meat morning and evenings. And after a time, the torrent dried up, for there was no rain, and the grass withered, for not even the dew of the morning gathered on it.
You sent for me, my lord?
Yes, yes. We've got to find grazing for our stock soon, or we'll have nothing left.
The drought and famine are widespread.
Have you heard of that croaker who was here who said he'd hold back the rain?
Elias? No, my lord.
No, not that I believe he had anything to do with this drought. It's coincidence. But he could stir up a lot of trouble if word got out that he threatened me.
If I ever get my hands on him, I'll put him to death.
Still, he did say there would be no rain unless he spoke.
We'll not wait for that. You will go in one direction and I in the other. And we'll search every valley for water and grass. You'll go to the east and keep looking until you find grass and water in quantity.
And when the torrent of Kareth was dried up, the Lord spoke to Elias and told him to go to Sarepta to live, and that there a widow had been commanded to feed him. Then Elias left Kareth and walked until he came to the gates of Sarepta. There he saw a woman gathering sticks.
Woman.
Who calls me?
I am Elias. I have walked far and I thirst. Please, give me some water.
Water? In this dry land? You ask for water as if it were nothing. But rest where you are. I'll get it for you.
Bring also, I beg of you, some bread. Even a morsel.
As the Lord lives, I haven't any bread. Only a handful of meal and a little oil. I'm here to gather a few sticks of wood that I may cook it for myself and my son. When it is gone, there is nothing, and we'll die.
Don't be afraid. Go and make your cakes. But first, from the same meal, make one for me and bring it here. Then bake for yourself and your son.
Who are you that I should feed you before my son and myself?
Do as I say. The Lord God of Israel has spoken thus. A pot of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil be diminished, until the day the Lord will give rain upon the face of the earth.
You are a man of God. Wait here, and I'll return with food and water. Look, the pot, the cruse. I've made cakes for you and myself and my son, and there is the same amount of meal and oil as before. Oh, it was the Lord God who sent you to this house. May you never leave it.
I shall remain until God commands me to go elsewhere.
Elias! Elias, help! Come quickly!
Woman, what is it?
My son. My son, he no longer breathes.
Yes, let me look at him.
Man of God, have you come to make me remember my iniquities and to kill my son to punish me?
Give me your son.
Where are you taking him?
I am taking him to my room above.
He is dead. Please, let me prepare him for burial.
Open the door. Then wait here. O Lord, my God, have you afflicted also this widow who has given me food and lodging so as to kill her son? O Lord, my God, let the soul of this child, I beg of you, return into his body. O Lord, my God, let the soul of this child, I beg of you, return into his body.
My son... My little son, is it really you, or am I dreaming?
Woman, your son lives.
Elias. Elias, by this I know you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is true.
The time has come for me to leave.
Leave? Now,
I must go myself to King Ahab, that I may give rain upon the face of the earth.
As Elias was on his way to the king, he met Abdias, who was scouring all the countries in search of water and grass. Abdias recognized Elias at once and fell to the ground before him.
Are you my lord, Elias?
I am. Go and tell your master Elias is here.
Have I sinned that you would deliver your servant to Ahab? At the mention of your name, he would kill me.
Why don't you do as I say?
Because the Spirit of the Lord will carry you off, for no man can find you. And when I tell Ahab you're here and he comes and doesn't find you, he'll kill me.
Then you believe the Spirit of the Lord is with me.
Your servant has feared the Lord from the cradle. Haven't you been told what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord?
Are you the Abdias who hid 100 men of the prophets of the Lord in caves And fed them with bread and water?
Yes, my lord Elias. I dare not go to Ahab with your message.
As the Lord of hosts lives, before whose face I stand, this day I'll show myself to Ahab.
Are you the one who troubles Israel?
I have not troubled Israel, Ahab. But you and your father's house, who have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed Baalim, have brought trouble to Israel.
What proof do you give that in following Baalim I do wrong?
Gather all Israel to Mount Carmel. Bring all the prophets of Baal, the 450, and with them the 400 prophets of the grove who eat at Jezebel's table. And when that is done, all shall know who is the Lord God of Israel.
He's going to speak.
O Israel, how long do you stand hesitant between two sides? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. I alone remain a prophet of the Lord. But the prophets of Baal are 450 men. Let two bullocks be given us. Let them choose one for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it upon the wood, but with no fire under it. I'll do the same with another bullock. You priests of Baal, call out on the names of your gods, and I will call on the name of my Lord. And the God that shall answer by fire, let him be the God.
Let it be done.
Priests of Baal, choose your bullock first, since you're so many. Prepare it, and then call on the name of your gods to put fire under it. Answer from Baal. You must call louder. Perhaps he doesn't hear well.
O Baal, hear us! Hear us, O Baal! 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 Baal!
The priests shouted themselves hoarse, but Baal made no answer. And the people turned to Elias, who was rebuilding the altar of unhewn stones that had been destroyed.
Come, gather about. Here is the altar of 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob. The wood is laid, the bullock dressed.
Why have you dug a trench around the altar?
You shall see. Will you men take those buckets of water and pour them over the sacrifice?
But the wood won't burn when wet. Assuming your lord answers you, of course.
Keep pouring water until the trench is filled. That's enough. Now, it is time for the sacrifice.
Hadn't you better stand back, Elias, lest your tunic catch fire and you be burnt along with the bullock?
O Lord God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, show this day that you are the God of Israel, and I your servant, and that according to your commandment I have done all these things. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may learn that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their heart again. The prophets of Baal, and let not one of them escape.
Truly, Elias, this is a miracle you've done.
Will kings and servants never learn, Ahab? It is the Lord God of Israel does these things, not man.
You told me only by your word would there be rain.
Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. Abdias, go ahead of me to the crest of the mountain. and look toward the sea.
I see nothing, Elias.
Return.
There's nothing.
Return until you go 7 times.
Elias! Elias, a cloud!
From the sea?
Yes. As I watched, it came over the sea. And it was shaped like a man's foot.
Go at once and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and leave, lest the rain prevent you.
Jezebel, I saw it with my own eyes. The prophets of Baal shouted themselves hoarse. Elias called once upon the Lord, and the wood, even though soaked in water, burned as if a great wind was fanning it.
What of the prophets?
Not one escaped. They were killed at the torrent's chasm.
Call a messenger, Ahab.
Why do you want a messenger?
To send my word to this Elias.
Jezebel sends this message, Elias. Such things may the gods do to me and add still more. If by this hour tomorrow I don't make an end to your life.
I have a great fear of this woman, and I must hide from her.
Go now. She may not wait until tomorrow.
Elias fled from the city and traveled until he came to Beersabi of Judah, where he left his servant and went alone 1 day's journey into the desert. He sat under a tree and cried out to the Lord, for he was greatly troubled.
It is enough for me, Lord. Take away my soul, for I am no better than my fathers. I have been zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. They have destroyed your altars, slain your prophets, and I alone am left, and they seek me to take away my life.
And the Lord sent an angel to Elias with food and water, and he was comforted. And he arose and ate and drank. Then he walked in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to the mount of God, Horeb. And after a time, because of Jezebel's plotting, the Lord directed him to go and meet Ahab and say certain things to him.
Ahab.
Go away. Leave me alone.
What is it, Ahab? Why do you lie in bed with your face to the wall and eat nothing? Come, I've brought you your favorite food.
I'm not hungry.
Then tell me what is troubling you. Perhaps I can help.
What can you do about Naboth's vineyard?
Here, just taste this soup. I made it myself.
Oh, it's good. Very good.
Well, don't eat it so fast, you'll burn your mouth.
Well, you seem to forget I haven't had a bite of food for 2 days.
What were you saying about an apple orchard?
Confound it, not an apple orchard, a vineyard. Naboth's vineyard. What is in that dish?
Lamb, will you try it?
Never mind, dishing it up, I'll help myself. The other day, I saw Naboth and told him I wanted his vineyard. Oh, I offered him a good price, or even a better vineyard in exchange.
Yes?
Hand me that napkin. He refused.
But why should he refuse you, the king?
Oh, some rubbish about it being the inheritance of his fathers. When I pressed him, he called on the Lord to be merciful and not let him give it to me.
Why should that stop you from taking it?
Well, I... What makes you think that would stop me?
Ever since the man Elias came, you've been afraid of your shadow. Look at you, lying in bed like a petulant child, not eating, seeing no one.
Jezebel, you didn't see what Elias did at Mount Carmel. I tell you, he called on the Lord, and in an instant the flames leaped as high as the trees. And mind you, that wood was...
I know, soaking wet. Eat your food. Let me think for a moment. Be of good cheer, Ahab. I see a way to get you the vineyard.
You do? How?
You are a great authority indeed and govern well the kingdom of Israel. But I will present you with Naboth's vineyard.
Tell me, Jezebel.
Let me have your sealing ring. I wish to write a letter in your name.
To whom? What are you going to say?
The letter will go to the ancients of Jezreel, telling them to proclaim a fast and make Naboth sit among the chief men.
Yes, go on.
Two men will rise and cry out for all to hear that Naboth has blasphemed God and the king of Israel.
Two men? But what two men?
What two men? What difference does it make, as long as they accuse and then stick to their story? Naboth will be stoned and the vineyard will be yours.
You said blasphemed God and the king. Do you mean the Lord God, the God of Elias, or do you mean...
Since Elias has destroyed Baal, shouldn't we make use of the God the people seem to believe in so fervently?
I don't know, Jezebel.
Oh, of course, if you don't want the vineyard.
But I do want it.
Then give me the ring.
Very well. I'll let you have your way this once. But I do wish Naboth hadn't invoked the name of the Lord when I asked him for his vineyard.
Ahab, wake up.
Oh, it's you, Jezebel.
Get dressed.
Hmm?
Words just come from Jezreel. Naboth is dead.
Tell the servant to get my chariot ready. I'll go at once and take possession.
Because of this act, the Lord spoke to Elias and told him to meet Ahab in Samaria when he came to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth. And after Ahab had taken possession, he was moved by some unknown reason to go and look upon the place where Naboth had been stoned to death. And as he drew near, he saw a man who seemed to be waiting for him.
Elias!
Ahab, king of Israel.
It's almost as if you were expecting me.
The Lord has sent me, Ahab.
No, I'm very busy. I'm on my way home. I can't stop, even for a minute.
The Lord commanded I speak to you and say you have slain. Moreover, you have taken possession.
No. Naboth was stoned for blasphemy against the Lord God. A king has the right to take possession of one who violates the law.
And the Lord said further, in this place where the dogs have licked the blood of Naboth, they shall lick your blood also.
Have you found me your enemy?
I have found you because you are sold to do evil in the sight of the Lord. I will bring woes upon you, and I'll cut down your posterity and make your house like that of Jeroboam and the house of Baasa that has made the people of Israel sin and has provoked me to anger.
It was Jezebel. She put me up to this. I mean, it was her idea. I never wanted any harm to come to Naboth.
The Lord has also spoken of Jezebel, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the field of Jezreel. If Ahab die in the city, the dogs shall eat him. But if he die in the field, the birds of the air shall eat him. Thus has the Lord God of Israel spoken.
I am lost. I tear my garments. I'll put haircloth upon my flesh. I shall fast and sleep in sackcloth. I shall walk in humility with my head bowed.
And because Ahab repented, the Lord came to Elias and said,
have you not seen Ahab humbled before me? Therefore, because he has humbled himself for my sake, I will not bring the evil in his day. But in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house.
After 3 years of peace, war broke out between Syria and Israel, and Ahab rode into battle in his chariot, but in disguise, so that the enemy would not know him. A soldier fired an arrow at random, and it pierced Ahab between the lungs and the stomach, so that the blood gushed out over the chariot, and it was licked up by dogs. according to the word of the Lord. And Elias cast his mantle upon Eliseus, who was to become a prophet in Israel after him.